Welcome everybody to our Upper Recreation District meeting. If you'll follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance and then Trent will give our prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our dear and heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for this time that we meet together as the recreational group that we may be able to know the needs of our area and help them out and continue to do the things that we need for this community. We say these things in Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And we're going to go ahead and start with board member reports.
We need to approve the minutes.
Make
a motion to approve those minutes.
Okay, a second.
I think we need to put, is it Jordan, is McKenna?
Did I put a name wrong?
Yeah, I think it's Jordan Whitbeck, isn't it?
Yeah, did I? Okay.
Okay, I think that's the only thing I saw.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so with that correction, can I get a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay, so now we're going to move to board member reports. Sherry, do you want to start with the rodeo grounds?
I can. I'm just going to kind of go down through the list of the things that have been happening. The bleachers are being put up now. They're in progress. It's supposed to take 4 weeks to get that done. Our septic and bathrooms, we're just waiting for a few little things to be finished up, and then we'll be starting that as soon as we can get our permit from the county. Powder River will be coming back in the next week or so to finish up the arena. We've got a little bit of dirt work we're going to be working on, and how much would you say, Johnny, the electrical, is it like 75% done?
Oh, but it's close to 75%.
Yeah, 80%. And our storage containers, we've got the cement poured for that. Burdick Materials donated the concrete for that. Ron Merritt was amazing to work with. He's so on the ball and just really was really good to work with. And so we have that pad poured. Our containers are coming on the 11th and 12th of this month. We'll set one at the rodeo grounds, and we'll set the other one at the shop over here, and Corey's going to be putting the windows and doors in it. And Duchesne County School District employees, Mike Foy and his crew, poured and finished the concrete that was donated by Burdick Materials. They furnished that labor. We did sandwiches for them, went over to the store and charged those sandwiches. And so, also we had a Colin Peterson call me from Moon Lake Electric. They want to do a service project mid-October. And we have asked them if they will consider getting us used poles so that we can light the parking lot and the gates that are coming in from the county parking. And they said that if we would dig the holes for them, they would bring those poles and set them for us. And so we're looking forward to that. And I just want to let everybody on this committee know how my committee's been working. They've been working their tails off over there, equipment-wise and physically working. Johnny Thane, Brent Holgate, and Hal Richens, Billy Moore, they've brought time, their tools, furnished their time and equipment to make that happen over there, and that they really have been supportive in doing that. We had a little 4-H group come and paint the gates between us and the county and trim the brush in front of those gates, and then they went over on the east side and hauled rocks off from that area that they've groomed over there, and it's made that look better too. So that's what we've done over there.
Has everybody been over to see the big slab that the grandstands are going to sit on?
It's nice.
That was
is that, do you drive around the back?
That's an impressive pour.
That was a very impressive pour.
Who did that? Is that who we paid to do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rocky Mountain Concrete did it for Norcom.
Okay.
The people that's putting the bleachers on, they brought a machine in there. Within 3 hours, they had 110 yards.
That is beautiful.
And screed it off. Yeah. And they finished it in one day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But the finish work,
they really did a good job.
Has Kirk come in and done the water thing?
No, yeah. we actually have finished with CKC come in and straighten up the hydrants that we needed straightened up, and then they put the valve in the mist, and so now we can pay them.
And they're done.
They're done.
Okay, so officially, last time we talked, we had a bid from CKC.
Okay.
And the decision was to run it past Johnny. And we did tell him to sit down when he did it. And the feedback I got from Johnny, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, is we don't think we should accept that bid from CKC.
Yeah, it was way, way high.
All for the manhole cover?
Yeah, for the 6-foot culvert we had to put in that's 6 foot deep. Or the 4 foot culvert, 6 foot deep. And a cover, I run that across our water district, and they says, wait a minute, we can help you with that. We don't want people digging around our line. And so with the cost of what they gave us, plus him stating that he didn't need that digging around their line, we're gonna tackle that ourselves, and he said he'd help.
Okay, so that is finished, though?
What
are you talking about?
That culvert.
Yeah, it's done.
Not the complete 6 or 4 footer, is it?
We changed it. Kirk came over.
And he approved it?
Yes. It's done, but it's done.
Did you put the extra valve in too?
Yes. It's done.
We will officially notify CKC that we've rejected the bid.
Okay.
And just doing it on our own.
We just did it.
We done. Okay.
CKC came and did it.
Well, they had to because they had forgot a valve.
Yes.
And when they did it, see, and I didn't understand.
They brought Brent, inspected the valve, made sure it was the right thing, and they decided they didn't need that big a round of a culvert. And
that's good because
Kirk was there.
It was going to be over $1,000 time we got the lid. And
Kirk was there, and they got it all ironed out. So
I saw it was in there.
But CKC's not expected to get paid for it then.
It was in the contract that they...
Well, the one valve. Yeah.
And that was the valve they set.
In the wrong
I noticed
place.
They didn't dig where we needed them to over on that other side, but that valve that Kirk needed to have a shut off so he didn't have to shut the main off every time.
But he approved.
That was the one that they
You need
put
to
in.
Talk to Brent about it because they put that valve on the other side.
Good.
He told so that they can still water the stock. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So anyway, it's done.
It's done. I saw it was all dug up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I will officially notify CKC that we're not going to accept the change order bid.
They probably already know.
Well, they should, because it was their man that came and done it. Yeah.
But they do have all of the waterworks completed, so we're happy with what they've done. Let's pay them and move on.
Okay, so there was a remainder bill,
mm-hmm.
Didn't we
keep 25% or something?
Yeah, and so we just need to pay them that.
Okay.
Well, they should invoice you for that.
Yeah.
For the remaining, so wait until they invoice us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Make sure we have the
pay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, any additional comments on rodeo grounds?
If CKC mentions any more that they put onto that bid, don't let them.
Yeah.
Because we're holding them to their bid, mm-hmm. as is.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all we have.
I will make sure that I send both of you a copy of any CKC invoices I get, so we can make sure those
Let's review them, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we want to mention the concrete slab?
She did.
No, the other issue.
Oh, Rocky Mountain was told by Norcom to put in a 42-foot...
Right.
And they did 39 foot. And we need a ramp that comes out of off those bleachers or off those grandstands for handicap, ADA. and we're watching them put that together. We still may have enough without having to pour very much on there. Rocky Mountain said we were told to do 40 feet, so we will buy that extra foot. But attaching an extra foot onto a slab is
a difficult thing
to make work. It can walk off, it can do a lot of things. And so we're waiting to see what the construction of that grandstand is going to look like. If we have our ADA ramps where they will work for us. The neat thing about these bleachers is there is 6 places for wheelchairs, you know, multiple wheelchairs in that there grandstands for those people or handicapped people that want to sit in their wheelchair and watch the rodeo.
So we have talked to NorCon, and NorCon feels comfortable that they can make their grandstands work with what we have. They were hoping for a wider one, that way they'd have a little bit more flexibility. But right now they're just like, you know, you get your tape measure out, then you get your tape measure out a couple, 3 times and make sure you're right where you need to be.
Rocky Mountain Concrete. And I know what their problem was. They buried a foot on their measurement because the one end of the tape was missing 2 inches or something like that. They buried that and they went to 40.
Yep.
But that foot they buried was what they missed.
It is very common.
So will we get a credit for that?
We haven't talked to them about it. The way we left it, and we did talk internally about this, is we left it the way it is. And then if they could do it on the 39.5 or whatever they have out there.
But still, the product said another extra foot. They better take that off their bid.
Right.
Yeah, but we're going to wait to see if we...
Well, we actually have to do that.
Yeah.
And we'll know within the next few days.
Yeah.
Later
part of next week, we'll know whether they have to pull the extra concrete.
And Rocky Mountain says we'll come out and do that for free, because we missed it. But again, that's going to take drilling, plowing into that concrete, making
it. That's already done. It's such a nice job.
We're going to get into the discussion about whether we want it 42 or 40.
Yeah, if we need 42, we'll let it go ahead, and we got to figure out what we got to do there.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Thank you. Any more discussion?
No, I think it's looking great out there, and it's like really exciting.
Yeah, it is. We're getting.
Thank you all for your hard work. I know it's a lot.
I talked to Cindy in the store, and she said, Sherry's down there twice a day, making sure everything's going.
But that's the easy part. Just running down there.
Just like making sure, like that's the things that we need. Oh, we just are so appreciative.
I get a kick out of all the looky lures that go around everywhere.
Yeah. Henry, I looky loo all the time. I go that way.
Henry Stevenson stops by and tells us what we need to do. Right. Lovey's engineering concept.
You always need someone that can give you another perspective, right?
Doesn't hurt.
Hey, it's their product.
Yeah.
We're getting it for them. So.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And like I said, we're really appreciative. Anissa, do you want to report on youth sports?
I will. And I'll do financials while I'm at it. Does everybody have a copy of those?
Yep.
So if you take a look, here are August expenditures. So they're all put into a category. You can see those. We have this debit from a corporation called Inverion. I don't know
who they are. Huh?
Who they are. In my mind, they're a part of something for oil field safety. Anyways, I put a little question mark. I have to do some research and find out where, why.
Are you getting
So they charge us $47 an invoice, and they're billing us monthly, and I have no idea why. I don't know if wires got crossed or cards got crossed or... anyways, so my job is to look into that, so...
Is it an automatic...
Yes, and it's attached to the card, but I have no idea what
would be that payment system we... used.
That's what I'm wondering, is if they changed. If they changed, a lot of times the merchants, Clover, all those, they'll change. So I've got to look. I've got a thing from Mountain America that they're changing as well, how they do theirs. So I don't know. I got to go talk to her. Sometimes when I Google them, it doesn't tell me. So I got to look into that. So that fee, because if we don't need to pay that fee, let's not. But if we do, then let's do. So you can see those. We have paid for the fireworks for next year. That has come out. Michelle Espelin is sending me the budget and expenditures for this year's Longhorn Days. Those will be with me within the week. So we'll have all that record. And she has a budget proposed for next year for how they want to spend their money. So I'm working on that. What else was I going to tell you? I deposited, Mariah Wickle did flag football, which I don't know if you were at the park when Duchesne and Tabby and us and the cattleman's dinner were all at the same night.
You're kidding.
It was so crowded.
So there's a lot of boys playing flag football, and there are a lot of people coming to the park. No, because we couldn't use the fields over here. So the park is getting good use. We're still, you know, trying to get everybody where they need to be. I feel like if the person has a complaint about how the park was or how it was scheduled or gates that were open, I do not charge them the money. Like, does that make sense? I send them back their entire... Because I feel like that's good customer service.
Yeah, I agree.
So we've been working on that system, making sure. So I fill out the calendar. Shelby has it. But sometimes, like I was in Taviona, they called and said, we need this gate open. I couldn't come, you know. So there's just sometimes that things don't
get missed.
Yes. And so we're working on that. And I feel like as long as we don't charge them, we give them their full refund back.
So how much is it to rent
the park? So it's $75 to rent the big pavilion for a day. It's $50 for the small.
So it's
and then they pay us $100 on top of that. We give them back the $100 as long as Shelby says we're good. Okay. So as long as they don't trash it.
If you ever get in that situation, Deb has keys. Shelby has keys.
Okay. Well, and they texted Shelby, and Shelby got a hold of them. Like, it was fine. It's just... And sometimes it's like dummy locked because we don't want the boys driving their trucks back there.
Yeah.
And then, so then when they get there, they're like, it's not open. You know, it's just kind of that kind of a thing. Okay. The other thing, we made almost $2,000 in sports revenues between what we gathered for flag football and what we gathered for volleyball. If you drive past the high school, all the volleyball is, the littles are there playing right now, which is awesome. So we paid Mariah a stipend for flag football for getting all that stuff ready. She marks the field, she does the uniform, she does the team, she gets the coaches, she gets the refs. So we paid her, that's that transfer. Plus anything she buys for coaches or uniforms, she does all their own shirts. So that saves us. She buys the shirts wholesale and we pay for the vinyl, and she does all the shirts.
That's awesome.
So she is amazing, and she's now teaching at the school, so it's easier for me to kind of communicate and do, but she's over there running around. CIB put $500,000. That's bleachers, that's Powder River, that's Noricon, that's... So we're getting big chunks and getting them paid, so we feel pretty good with that. We took in $525 from the park, and we got some more baseball checks that the Brinkerhoffs found in their stuff, and we finally got them deposited. I love Brienne. She's so rich. She's like, I found this check in my car for like, so it was great. We're making about $700 a month off of just that sitting in the account, that property taxes. So I'm going to keep it in there as long as I can. And only transfer over what I need, because the rate of return on that is just phenomenal compared to what we can get. So this is what we have. So we have $185,000 of property taxes sitting in that state account. And then we still have our $60,000 for the rodeo grounds that we don't touch. That is the extra rodeo grounds money. I'm keeping that checking is very high because I keep about $20,000 in checking. That's just really high because of the CIB money. That's where they put it. So that comes in. I send that as soon as I see it hit the account, I mail the check. So I mailed those this week. Okay, so that's where we are. I will get budgets to everybody by the middle of September. So at the next meeting, we're kind of looking at where we're at, what we've spent, what we want to do budget-wise for each entity for next year. So that's kind of where we're at.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yeah. Thanks for doing all that.
Yeah.
Just with the beginning of school and volleyball, it's been kind of amazing.
Any questions on budget?
Everybody feeling okay about that? I feel like I got a couple more invoices Jordan just barely sent me for Bluebell Park. They're trying to do projects and go through their thing. We've already spent every penny we can on the park. You know, and it's dry
it
and
looks
we
good.
Ran out of water, but I still think it's awesome. So that's kind of where we are. I told you Longhorn Days is giving us theirs. You know, we'll have their budget and what they need. U Sports is paying for itself so they can run on $7,000 to $10,000 because they bring in so much money and it's great. They're doing good. And we're kind of ahead of the equipment. Just like at the beginning we had to buy everything and do. So now we're just paying kids to be scorekeepers and referees. It's
and that helps, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
Doesn't that make
Oh, absolutely. Because you can pay them and they get a little check for $25.
Then you always have someone that wants to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And they announced it at school and it's a chance for those little kiddos
good.
To work. It's just like there were three girls who got cut from the volleyball team and they were reffing and scorekeeping those.
Cool.
You know, it's just keeping kids busy with
mm-hmm.
in our community. I think it's a great thing. So
that's great.
We are going to do basketball, boys and girls, starting in March. So we'll have a break while high school. The third gym, the new gym that's being built there, should be done by next year. So we're hoping that, plus the elementary school, we'll have a new gym when it's done.
Wow.
So we'll go from two gyms to four gyms,
ooh.
Which will be...
Wow.
Just fabulous.
What
I mean,
treat.
The elementary one will be a little bit smaller, but well.
It's actually supposed to be a full-size gym.
Yeah.
With no bleachers access.
Yeah. So.
And then they talked that the other gym will be turned into an indoor facility, so you'll only have the three gyms.
Okay.
Because the other one will be an indoor practice for softball and that.
And that, so that's what they'll be using it for. Okay. But that frees up. We've had to schedule everything around those things, so that will just free up time for us to do and
great.
Lots of things. We would love to get some adult things going, some pickleball,
mm-hmm.
some
and I mean, we need pickleball.
grow that program, you know, into other things.
How much does that basketball court get used? I was wondering about turning that into a pickleball.
Oh.
Other people have talked about that same
so,
thing. And keep the basketball bankers up too.
Yeah, you could. So you could easily paint it, buy the portable nets, move
mm-hmm.
them to the site, get equipment. That's all we need to do. So
however, yeah.
We just
that
so
nice.
We could put it in the budget for next year.
Mm-hmm.
We could use it, you know, just I think that would be a great thing to do.
Good.
That was okay. So.
All right, thank you. Any other discussion items?
Did you ask Mariah if she's going to stay on? Or are you having dinner?
She's been trying to get pregnant for a while.
Yeah.
If she gets pregnant between teaching, I don't think she'll do basketball. So my thought is, I'll ask her after Christmas. I can't be like, are you pregnant today?
So
know?
We need to kind of start thinking of someone.
Yes,
that
of someone who could at least do basketball. Basketball is the worst of everything.
Is it?
It's high school, junior high, all the way down through. It's just the hardest to find refs, to find coaches. It's really difficult. So, but we can look into that.
Okay.
So,
thank you. Do we have anything that we need to do for next time for action items?
I'm working on budgets. That's mine.
Okay. I'm going to finish up workers' comp. And the CIB form, I'll get that sent tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I'll work on that spreadsheet.
I also have a few back forms. The state, it seems like during COVID they were pretty loosey-goosey with forms. I don't know, maybe you noticed this, but now they're like calling and saying, get this. You know, they're being a little, they have a little more, I don't know. So there's a few forms that I need to get. It's similar to the ones we did for the other ones, self-checklists, things like that. So there's a few of those I got to get in for 2024. So I'm trying to stay ahead. I've got all the paperwork done for the first two quarters. So I tried to get that done so I'm not back doing all four quarters. But so that's what we're quarterly reports.
All right. Anything else you can think of?
You talked to the lawyer about getting the tax exempt.
Yes, I will email them tomorrow and ask where they are in the process.
So that we can get...
Johnny, I'm sorry the flags aren't done. I have to count on Russell because I can't reach him. And he is a very busy man, he informs me. And it's not his priority in life, but I can ask him again next week.
I've got to renew my insurance. Should I just say, hey, Russell, we got something, a bone to pick.
I'm
going to
ask
you. Can you meet me on Main Street? As soon as we get those down, we will renew.
We will renew.
I will ask him again if we can do it.
I'd be happy to have him, though.
It's a
Deb
pain
says,
in the butt.
It
yeah,
is.
Deb says it may be.
No, Russell and I drag a ladder.
Nope.
He climbs up a
ladder up and down.
He climbs up it, puts it on, and tightens it all up. And I can't reach him. Up the ladder.
Maybe if.
He could barely reach some.
We'll get a new.
Well, let me.
We'll get him down.
We're gonna probably need a man lift.
Yes.
Over at the rodeo grounds to attach those two connexes together. The day we have that, let's just run it down here.
It honestly isn't quicker. The first year I did it, Tim brought his bucket truck, and it was way slower.
Really?
Yeah. Russell carries the ladder to the next thing, puts it up, we get it down.
Well,
Tim had to put the stupid little things down to keep it from tipping over, then push it up. It was not quicker.
Yeah,
okay.
The ladder was faster.
I'll tell Deb. She just
said, I can't do it on my own.
She says,
I know, I'm
we
sorry.
Need to, no, not. She goes, we need to help her. That's showing us that we are not helping her enough.
No, it's
and
my
says,
fault.
Okay, I'll mention.
I have one helper, and he, Russell, I love you if you listen to this. But he's very busy.
Russell, I love you too. And I will
we
be
all
glad to help you.
We all love Russell.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because he's now coaching football. He did not want to do it, but there was no parent.
Yeah,
that's
so
the way
I'm
is.
Like, sorry.
Yeah, all right. Be happy to help you is all I'm saying.
I appreciate
I
that.
Didn't want to
it's on me.
There
I know
like
they're
that.
There every time I come to church.
Yeah,
I'm like, I got to get the flags down. It's still on.
It's on.
Yeah, are we ready to adjourn?
Our next meeting will be, let me look, it will be October 2nd.
Okay.
Okay, is everybody okay? It's not daylight savings time, so it'll still be at
7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, we're going to adjourn the meeting. I'm not even going to get a motion.